Yes, the devil wants us to hear that we are defeated before the battle is even fought. The devil wants us to hear that we are down for the count. There's no reason to even try anymore. How often have we told ourselves that? Man, there's no reason to even try anymore. I'm done. I'm out of here. Right? The devil wants us to hear that we are lost and there is nowhere to go. But God is our Redeemer. Amen? Let's say that together. God is our Redeemer. God is our Redeemer. God's our Savior. God is our Savior. Give God all the honor and the glory and praise, and the earth will shake and tremble, and your shackles will fall off. Amen? God has the power, and God has used that power to overcome sin and death. That battle has been won. So what's the point this morning? You know, I hope. You've said it several times. Have focus and fortitude in your life. Focus on God's will for your life and have the guts and determination and resilience with God's power to do something about it. Let's say that together. I will have focus and fortitude. I will have focus and fortitude. Come on, say it louder. I will have focus and fortitude. Now say it like you mean it. I will have focus and fortitude. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day. We thank you so much, Lord, for your powerful presence in our lives. And we ask for your anointing, Lord, to give us the focus and the fortitude that the Apostle Paul had to step forward. And dear God, when we think things are just at their very worst, give us the courage to sing and to pray to you, Lord, to give you praises. And we pray in Jesus' name that our shackles, whatever they are, may fall off. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Let us stand and turn to I Know Whom I Have Believed. Number 714, let's sing the first and the last stanza.